As the world watched the growing political unrest in Libya and OPEC member, crude oil prices spiked. A barrel ended the day at more than $95, up nearly $6. And gasoline prices are rising as well. According to the Energy Department, the average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.19. Peter Butel is president of Cameron Hanover, an energy research firm.
One of the reasons that prices jumped as fast and as high as they did this morning was because there is a fear that this could at some point become a Saudi problem.
Here in the United States, President Obama touched down in Cleveland today in an effort to refocus attention on his economic plans. He shook hands at the airport with Ohio's new Republican governor and then moved on to a university auditorium where he asked more than 100 small business owners this question.
What would make it easier for you to grow? What would make it easier for you to create new jobs? How can America help you succeed so that you can help America succeed?
One problem on Clevelanders' minds, the continuing slide in home prices. The Case-Shiller Index, which tracks housing in major U.S. cities, says homes in Cleveland lost 4% of their value last year. In fact, in December, home prices in a majority of major U.S. cities fell to their lowest levels since the housing bubble burst. New Jersey's governor is proposing a $29.4 billion budget for the coming fiscal year, a budget that cuts spending, provides tax cuts for businesses, and modestly increases school aid. It's all part of what Christie described today as the new normal.
We'll no longer blindly fund commitments that prior legislators and governors have made, regardless of whether they were wise and regardless of whether they yielded programs that even work. In the new normal, we can and we will stop old commitments so we can set new priorities to meet New Jersey's 21st century challenges.
Let's get some details now from WNYC's Bob Henley, who's in Trenton and was at Governor Christie's budget address. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
I understand, of course, this is just the beginning of a lengthy budget process, but if Christie's budget were enacted today, who would be the winners and who would be the losers?
Well, of course, Governor Christie would say that public employees would ultimately be one of the winners along with taxpayers. One of the things that Christie is building into this budget, the goodies, so to speak, the things that would be the homestead rebate tax, property tax relief, the additional money for school aid, $250 million, all that is kind of tied in to the Democratic-controlled legislature approving significant reforms to the health benefits that public employees enjoy, including requiring them to pay some 30% of their health care premiums, say roughly about 8% now on average. And also, in order to make a $500 million payment into the pension system, he's requiring that the legislature also take on major pension reforms, including raising the age for employees to 65 for retirement, and also getting rid of cost of living increases that have been pretty much part of it. So he's really using this budget process as a way of reframing the social contract. Of course, this has the unions beside themselves because this used to be part of what was known as collective bargaining, but now the governor is using the legislature in that process.
What are the biggest areas where Christie is trying to save money?
Well, he's actually applied and squeezed the budget of every department. He's brought down, even his own, a certain amount, 2-3%. It's kind of like the Michael Bloomberg approach to rolling it back. But he is, it's interesting, the Democrats had proposed some imaginative business tax cuts and incentives, which he vetoed and then came back today in the form of his $200 million package for the business incentive program.
Do you see anything in here affecting state workers that could make Trenton the new Madison, Wisconsin?
To the degree to which it means that collective bargaining now is not, we're coming into a contract phase right now in June. The non-law enforcement public employees are going into contract negotiations. And what he's done really is taken out of their hands the core questions of health and benefit and pension benefits and made it a political legislative one. In essence, he's kind of skillfully politically pitted middle-class property tax rebates, if you will, against the idea of trying to roll back benefits for public workers that he believes is excessive and out of step with most of what America enjoys today.
WNYC's Bob Henley with us from Trenton. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
The violence in Libya and worries about the price of oil rattled markets today, the Dow declining 178 points to close at 12,213. The NASDAQ lost 78 points, closing at 2,756, and the S&P 500 ended the day at 1,315, a loss of 28 points. Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.